WHTC News time is now 7:40. Time now for the men's Boeing report, presented by Zealand Lanes on East Washington in Zealand, and by auto owners of Hometown Insurance Agency Coop and Burr on WHTC.com and 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. Jim DeGraff is online with us. Good morning, Jim. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good. I'm doing, relatively well, everybody. I think it's cliche to say it's Monday and we're all hating the day, but, for the most part, I'm doing pretty well.
Well, good. We're right in the middle of our tournament time, our busy season for bowling officials, and we've been running our team event over at Lakeview Lanes, now called Alley's, over in Douglas, and our doubles and singles have been going on at Zealand Lanes in Zealand. We do have some of the current results, and we have some new tournament records to talk about this morning.
Oh, good.
First of all, in the team event handicap, we have a new leader by the name of Tim's Towing. They total out at 35.85. Lyndon Johnson had games of 246, 213, and 234 for a 693, which led the team to the first-place current position. Currently leading in Team Scratch is the All-City team from the men with 32.54. We have new leaders in doubles handicap. Tim Woodwijk and Christopher Kroc are now leading with 15.72, which was one pin away from our tournament record. Tim, with a 174 average, had a series of 666, and Chris Kroc with a 182 average with a 626, plus their 280 pins handicap, gave them the new leading total of 15.72. In the scratch side of doubles, Kurt DeYoung and Dan Faber are currently leading with 14.48. In singles handicap, Tim Woodwijk, also leading in doubles, is leading in singles. Tim is a 174 average bowler, had games of 221, 11 strikes in a row for 298, and a 224 for a 743. Plus his 151 pins now gives him the leading total of 894. Which is also a new city tournament record. So congratulations to Tim Woodwijk on some good bowling this weekend. Joe Cote set the pace last week for single scratch with a 755, still leading. Kurt DeYoung is leading all events scratch and handicap, scratch score with a 21-41 and the handicap score of 22-22. In the senior division, Ken Perry is currently leading singles handicap, senior singles handicap with an 808. Ken had games of 267, 200, and 279 for a 746, plus his 62 pins handicap gave him the leading total of 808. Ken Perry and Harry Whiteman are also leading in doubles senior division with a 1491. All of the scores, Dan, are posted on our website, greaterhollandbowling.com, and click on tournaments, and the current standings for the tournament are listed there. High games for the week, Joshua Reyes, just one pin short of that 300 point from the Suburban League with a 299. We also had three bowlers with 11 strikes in a row, Adam Carson from West Ottawa with a 290, Tom Foster from Tri-City with a 290, and Chuck Otten from the Suburban League with a 290. Bowling a 286 this week was Dan Shurman from Tuesday Night Community. We had three bowlers with 279 games, Thor Chantella from the West Ottawa League, Kurt DeYoung from BML, and Ron Chrisman Jr. from Sweet 16. Finishing up the top 10 this week with 278 games, and they were bowled by John Hahn from Wednesday, or from Zealand Monday Trios, and Joe Cote from the Suburban League. In the high series for the week, along with his 299, Joshua Reyes had a series of 798 from the Suburban League. Chuck Otten from Suburban was 771. Nick Coyinga from Zealand Monday Trios was 764. Dan Shurman from Tuesday Night Community with a 760. Also bowling a 760 this week was Jim Rennick from Tri-City. Joe Cote from Suburban with a 750 series. Lee Borst from Tri-City with a 746. Kurt DeYoung from BML with 741. Two bowlers with 735 series this week. Pat Fortney from Friday Night Rollers and Brent Beverwijk from the Businessmen's League. Ward Grigsby from Suburban with a 733. Jeff Baugh from Zealand Suburban with a 727. Matt Fortney from BML with 721. Mike Waldring from BML and Harry Whiteman from Tri-City, both with identical series of 717. Also bowling 715 series were Ron Chrisman from Sweet 16 and Adam Carson from Saturday Night Fever. Art Vincent from Friday Night Rollers with a 713. Steve Petrie from Tri-City with 712. Nick Smith from Zealand Monday Trios, 7-11. Ken James, also from Zealand Monday Trios, with 7-07. Brian Dexter from the Tri-City League with 7-04. Steve Chriswanis from Zealand Monday Trios with 7-02. And then finishing up the 700s, Tom Foster from Tri-City with a 7-01. And that's going to wrap us up for week number 23, Dan, and we'll continue to host tournaments on the weekends and update on Monday morning with tournament scores and also high games and high series for the week.
Outstanding. Jim DeGraff, as always, thank you so much.
Have a great day, Dan.
You too. We'll talk to you next week. Of course, we'll speak with Mary tomorrow with our women's report coming up right here on 1450 WHTC.